Hello, welcome everyone to the Conscious Business Telesummit. This is our final call of the series. Yeehaw! You know, it's been an intense month. We've had loads of wonderful folks, and I am so honored, pleased, thrilled to close the series with my good friend and lovely colleague, Merriam-Webster. And we're going to be talking today about your perfect, don't change, just adjust how you present. And before we get started, we're just going to take a moment just to line up and connect so that we can play powerfully on this call. So take a nice deep breath and exhale. And these are great standing, knees soft, shoulders relaxed. Just feeling yourself at the core, just opening. And with every breath, just easily and effortlessly expanding until you are as big as the universe. And you're feeling vibrantly connected to yourself, super connected to everyone on this call and everyone who is on for the glorious game of conscious business and conscious awareness and gloriously evolving life. Feel yourself just moving into, opening up, stepping into, embodying more and more the brilliant, boundless being that is you, that is ready to bring your business and your work out into the world in an aligned and powerful way, and that the folks that are ready for your just-in-time solutions will be able to know and recognize you more and more as you embody the aspects of marketing that are ready and right for you. Thank you, everyone. Merriam's just one of my favorite people. And, you know, she's always grooving with whatever's occurring. Her business and her work is a reflection, to me and a great modeling of what a conscious business is. It's always in movement. It's always evolving. It's always into the more and into the next. And, no moss growing under this lady's feet, for sure. She's a business psychologist and expert in transforming your inner game, and she's also the director of the Energy Coach Institute. She's also the author of several books, including Everyday Bliss for Busy Women. Merriam's a thought leader in the field of health, wellness, and human evolution, and she created and directs one of the most innovative coach training organizations in the world, the Energy Coach Institute. Energy coaches teach easily learnable, no gizmo techniques that can change natural currents in the body to dissolve fear, anger, shyness, and other blockages. Pairing these with high performance coaching reveals and activates super success in all areas of people's lives, and Merriam is definitely masterful at shifting. Welcome, Merriam.
Wow, thank you. What a great crowd you have here.
Yay! Yeah.
So as if you haven't already, I want to bring to you that from the paradigm, the spiritual paradigm that I grew up in, and I was a pagan priestess for 20 years, and I specialized in ritual initiation of moon priestesses. And moon priestesses, what they do are they are the shifters and changers of the people. They're the transformation experts you come to when you got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a trainer of these folks in a spiritual sense. And whatever spiritual tradition you come from today, listening to this, I want to put it to you that this is your higher call. This training that Adela's been offering you has been an initiatory journey for you. And it's one that you're called to pass on to the people that you serve. So this is stepping up. When Adela said that what I do is I'm always on the next level, that's how I function for you and how I want to teach you to function for the people that you serve. So everything that I'm going to share here, you can apply to any of the tools that the speakers have been giving you. And like the many techniques I've been sharing on different teleseminars recently, this is a rocket booster for your personal journey and the thousands that you affect. So take whatever that number that is, if it's thousands or millions or billions or hundreds or tens, and quadruple it. Because that's how many you're able to go out to with comfort. And then push it out still further. And just know that you have an effect that ripples out. Everything that you do, everything that you say, everything that you think. So there are some religions in the world that have prohibitions on thinking. Because if you think a bad thought, it's the same as if you did it. And that's correct. If perhaps in a different way. In that you're sending vibrations out into the energy field of whatever you affect, and your business is one of those things that you affect. You shape it energetically. So this is, I'm talking about the sub-micron level of what a thing exists at. This is an existential concept. It is for some a religious and spiritual concept. But it's the base matrix of which we are all formed, and everything that exists is formed. And that's this very tiny little particle. So it kind of takes the heat off to know that all you have to do is interest this one little particle in your agenda. Because these little particles have this interesting property that the quantum physicists tell us about, and that is that they have resonance. So you set up a resonation, like it's like if you're mathematical, a sine wave. You can think of it like a sine wave. It's a continuous, equal height, curved wave going through this particle. And this is a metaphor, by the way. It's not really like this, but it's kind of like this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to bridge you to that next place, so go with it. So whatever you see that as, you only have to interest that one little particle in your business, and it will immediately start resonating. It is like we're a radio tuning in a station. So what your business is and what you have focused on it as doing and being and serving and the people that are in it and how you feel about it and what it does for you and what it does for all those people that interact with you is simply the matter of getting it together first at the sub level that you can get to, which is this little energy particle. Are you with me so far, Adela?
Oh, absolutely.
Have I lost anybody? And by the way, they have a function where they can put in questions, don't they?
Absolutely.
So if you have questions, I would like you to put them in. Adela, would you give that address again?
Well, all the folks have to do, they're probably already on the webcast page. And it's right there on the webcast page.
Cool. So let us know if we're blowing past you with any of this. We don't want to leave anyone in the dust.
Yeah, certainly not.
What I'm doing is not offering anything for the elite. You see, elite this, diamond that, platinum this, and it's gotten to the sick-making point.
Yeah, but you know what? I do have an easy URL just in case if folks are listening on the bridge line and they haven't gone onto the speaker page, because every speaker has a page in this series. You can go to consciousbusinesstribe.com/perfect. And it will take you to Miriam's speaker page, and there is the little dialogue box where you can put in your questions.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And hear to all that, you know, this is for everyone, feel. I'm with you on that.
So this is where we all get... Was that ConsciousTribeBusiness.com?
ConsciousBusinessTribe.com/perfect.
I had to go there, and I got it backwards. And some of us, maybe of a certain age, when we hear things different.
Yeah.
That's all good. That's all good. Okay, there we go. Very cool. And so put those questions in there. You have them. But here's the deal. So knowing that you can, and by the way, you are an infinite being, we all are, and that's not just bourgeois. That is a statement of how you can organize your energy. So this is a seminar all about how to organize your energy, because you can do all the kind of things at the top level that you can, take all the marketing classes, consult all the gurus, do everything they said, and still have it blow.
Yeah.
And if you don't have this lowest level organized, you're never going to make it at these more upper levels. That's an implementation. You need to go back to foundation. This is foundation in energy that we don't always get taught. I have a belief that we sort of, at one some primitive time, we all knew how to heal with our hands.
Mm-hmm.
We could just all do that, and it was a thing that, and if you don't take that for granted, start thinking about it. Of course we can all heal with our hands. It's always been so. What kind of a world would we have if that were always so? And just like something like that may never have occurred to you, acknowledge that it might be interesting. And that's a place you could go. You can also do this with your business. More to the point of what we're talking about here, how you're presenting your business. Because your business wears the face that you carve for it. You are a master sculptor carving this thing to appeal to a certain audience. How do you want it to look? And that's more of a model of what do you want it to do? A lot of us have the idea that we need to change ourselves to match a certain guru or to imitate a certain pattern that we've been taught is the most awesome thing in the world, but it makes us feel oogie in our stomachs when we think about it. So put your hand on your stomach. This is one of the places that you perceive this power that you have, the energy field that you affect, very generally. Everybody has this very warm feeling in their solar plexus or stomach area. It's part of your human makeup. It's who you are. Nothing special. We all have it. Your stomach will tell you who's lying to you before you have objective evidence of that fact. And it cannot be a lie, necessarily, as something that would just not be profitable for you to try because you're not suited for it. There's a lot of us take trainings from people that other people go, oh, my God, they are the hottest thing. And it's just not the right end of things for us to be in that matches with our energy and the way that we do things easily. So everything you're going to be invited to do here is going to be going towards the emotions and the states of being of ease, grace, and joy in your life. Anything that doesn't give you that ease, grace, and joy, this little area of your tummy, put your hand on it and feel it warm up, and you can feel that there is a warmth between your hand and your stomach, and that warmth is caused by the energy given off by your blood. And it goes outward into and beyond for the place where your body ends. So just know that you have an envelope of energy flowing around you like a radiant halo, like the sun. We can see the suns. That's quite easy for us to see. It's in that spectrum. It's in the red spectrum where we tend as humans to have this certain kind of vision where we can see radiant flares. The radiant flare surrounding the human body is in a non-visible spectrum for most of us, but it's there. And know that this is something you can flow outward. So you can do this just by thinking about it, flowing it outward. How far out does that go when you think about that? So if you think about flowing the energy of your body outward, how far out do you get? 10 feet? 6 feet? 5 feet? 15 feet? Do you get out to the edge of the house or the building that you're in? However far that is, make it 20 times further. And know that it's really easy to do this. And if you have any objection to that is arising now, then just consider it and let it go. Thank it for being there and let it go. And know that you have the ability to do this easily, with grace and with joy. So letting things go with joy is like, this is something we come up against as business owners, people unsubscribe from our mailing list. It used to tie me in knots. I used to wonder what I did wrong. Maybe you do too. And this is something I learned that is a really, really joyful process, because those people were like sludge gumming up the works. They were never going to get what you had to say. They were never going to buy from you in the first place. They were only there for the free product, maybe, that you put out there, your pink spoon out there. And bless them and let them go is what you need to do with that. When you bless them and let them go, then a lovely space opens up with this pure, gleaming, lovely energy that radiates outward, and it's like the aroma from the pie on the windowsill going outward, and it tickles the cartoon character's nose, and, you know, they come, they're lured in by the scent. It's the raspberries. Ooh, the lovely cherries. Cherry pie is my favorite. And they come in your door. So that's how you get more customers. Say something to piss people off, but that you truly passionately believe in, but you're not saying because you're truly pissed off. And you don't want to look that way in front of your people. Be genuine. Put yourself out there. Because you're perfect just as you are. However, what package you come in right now, be it ever so screwed up, you know, be it ever so desperately needy, or whatever else is your bag, your baggage, right? Because we all have baggage. But the baggage is there to provide energy jetpacks to your personal growth. But like I was saying, if something is difficult, you find yourself expanding your energy out, expand that now out to the edge of your city. You're like a radiant sun, just expanding outward, beyond that to the edge of your country or continent you live in. And now expand that outward to fill the world. And just know that it's really easy to do this the second you hear me say that, or the second you yourself are thinking that in the future. So you're beginning to get the idea that this is, I'm not doing something that you can't do. Adela, am I clear on that?
Oh, absolutely.
And do we have any questions?
Not yet.
Okay, good. Then I'm being clear. That's
yeah.
Always a good sign.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And know that we're here to answer questions, too. But so what the package is, what you are as you expand outward to fill the world. So we are all of our energy filling the world. So we are a mingled energy now of great intensity that is shining greatly. Or, you know, sparkling or glittering or whatever your thing is. And know that we all have these three major ways that we encode our experience. And these are the golden keys to getting into that energy. So if you're still kind of going, what? This is for you. There is the visual, people who see things, and they might be seeing that glittery, sparkling energy. And they tend to be about 10% of the population. So if you don't see things, don't worry. There's a modality for you, too. The see part of things tends to get overemphasized. You know, if you can't see an aura, you're an idiot. Screw that. So the people who see things, though, you got that right away when I said see. There are people who have auditory or ear-based sensations. They're hearing the music of the spheres or what have you. And there are people who are kinesthetic, people who feel things in their body deeply. So you have a deep feeling. You know, felt sense of what that energy feels like, your own energy. I mean, you know, I'll tell you how you know your own energy. It's when you get around somebody really weird, somebody really strange, and you're backing away from them. It's like, get it off me. And you're backing away from that thing or that person or situation, right? And you put your hand on your stomach, and that feels greasy and nasty and just disgusting. You just want to, it's like, you know, you got it on your shoe, and you just want to get it off. That's how you know when an energy barrier has been reached. So you reached up against someone's barrier, and it was, for some reason, hostile to you, and you realized that you were bouncing off. So that's an energy barrier. And when you're in an advanced stage, you can go right through those, and it's no problem. And I'll tell you how you do that, because it's an advanced stage, but if you're ready for it, go for it. And it's just this. You expand all the way out to infinity now. All the way out to the edge of infinity. And wherever that is where you are right now. Now, if you can get down with that, then you have basically sovereignty over your entire universe. If you can get a little bit beyond the universe, then you can see everything in it. And you look back at your problem, and it seems really small. In fact, you can't even see it at all anymore. So whatever you are feeling like is stuck in your business, you're perfect just the way you are, but maybe you need to learn how to present differently that perfection to the right people. So the reason you may not be catching is because the who you are and who you want to put out in the world is not going to the right people. Now, obviously, if you have emotional problems, see a therapist. I'm not saying that. If you have, you know, issues that you need to deal with, see a therapist or an energy coach. I mean, that goes without saying. But I want to put it to most everybody that I've worked with. I want to put it to you. I'm seeing just the preponderance of people serving the wrong niche, or they're serving the wrong area of society, you know, whatever you want to say, and they're putting it out there in the wrong way. Those are the two main problems.
Can you give us an example of that, Miriam?
Yeah. So someone who grows up in a family of engineers, what we see out here in Silicon Valley a whole lot, engineers, and their father was an engineer and father before them, and or it's a farmer. You know, the father was a farmer and the father before that, and so on and so forth. And there's a long line, and there's a heavy expectation that you do a certain thing in life, that you have a certain occupation, or you're of a particular social strata, and you want to mingle with someone. Maybe you're dating somebody who is of a different social strata, and that's heavily frowned upon. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So that's a conflict between where you're serving, just in a broad sense, where you're serving and where you're meant to serve. So sometimes the teacher, you know, the 25-year veteran teacher just needs to up and go to Africa and join a mission and be a nurse, volunteer, or paid over there, and that would really fulfill her life. That's what happened with one of my clients. So she said, you know what? She was a professor at the university level, been teaching the same subject for 25 years, and just said, you know, I'm tired of this crap. She dealt with a lot of departmental politics and was just done. And so she looked for what she was truly passionate about. That ended up being these little kids that she saw a television program about this particular mission, and she up and went and joined it, and she is happy as a clam. She's doing great work in the world, and she's blooming where she's planted. So it was a matter of finding a different way to look at life based on who you already are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't need to fit a guru's mold. You don't need to hawk this particular product. You do need to find your own internal alignment, though. So what is internal alignment? That is when you are heart and soul in a direct line with the people who can uniquely hear you. And what my research has come to are that you're good in communicating in the way that these people can best understand something. And you have something important to teach. So if your business sells widgets, it may be the selling of that widget, but it also may be the pearls of wisdom they get from Bert, the cashier, every time they go into the company. So when you're expanding your energy outward, realize that all of that kind of facial, you know, I call it window dressing. It's window dressing, it's integral parts of the business, but it's what keeps people coming back, and it's what attracts people in the first place. So you want to serve people that are real happy with your service, that they just love what you do to pieces, that they enthuse about you to their friends and to your face. So that is what you're going for, and if that's not what you're getting, then I want to put it to you that you need to change how you present and where you present. You have a choice. You can change how or where. If you want to keep working with the people you're working with, then you have to learn how they best learn and fit your own style around that. It's much easier, though, to find the folks that are just a hand-in-glove fit for your style. So if you're holding on to, if you're doing crazy things to hold on to clients and to keep, you know, just like the iron grip of death on people who want to slide out the door and be slimy on you, please let go now. It's okay. It's safe. Would you say, Adela?
Oh, as a matter of fact, it's necessary in order for you to find and line up with those clients that are for you. It's such a different world once you
so
do.
This is just basic training, okay? And I know that this is probably, you're like, I knew that, you know. But I get it. But there are lots of people who don't.
Yeah.
And
oh, absolutely.
Honor their process. Because I know when I was coming up, if I didn't have someone, and I had someone great to teach me, I had a spiritual mentor, Corliss Alarm. He was known as B. And if I had not had him, boy, I don't know what I would have done. And I asked him some of the most bonehead questions you can imagine over the years, and he was always unfailingly gracious. So I feel like, you know, this is stuff we all have to do. We all really have to go back to basics. Every teacher, I'm speaking to teachers out there, everyone who has a message to teach, please go back to basics in whatever you do and start teaching that right now. Because there are people that you're reaching now that couldn't hear you before when you were at that basic level. So this is a call out to go back to basics and start teaching the ABCs of what you do. What I do is energy transformation, so that's why you're getting what I got today. But anyway, so it's how you present or where you present. It's your choice. And I'm going to assume you're smart and you're making the where you present choice and looking for people who fit with you. So here's how you do that. First, you model yourself. And modeling is a word that comes out of neurolinguistic programming and similar types of training that teach you the process of how to unpack what your brain does when you make an interaction, when you observe an event, when you respond, etc. And these are all the real important ways that we connect with people. So that when we bring people into our business, if we don't have that hand and glove fit, we're really going to have a hard time, and we're not going to make the sale, and we're going to not reach our ideal population and therefore be optimally teaching what we are put here uniquely to teach in the world. So realize that you were put here uniquely among all individuals to teach a particular special message in the world today, and the world needs your message And there's a population out there of people who are really desperately crying out for your message. And if you're not with them right now, then they're shouting into the dark, and they need to be diapered, fed, loved, and brought up. So get the molasses out your ass, as my dad used to say. And step up. So if you're not there yet, consider this your invitation, special engraved. So, Adela, are we cool? We have any questions?
No questions yet. I think we're all in absorption mode here.
Do you have any questions or thoughts?
Well, for me, one of the things that I'm hearing from what you're saying is this, especially when you were talking about blockages a little bit earlier, the things that are standing in your way, that is, as a matter of fact, if you're not experiencing blockages in your business, you're not in movement, right? So the big thing that I've been noticing and that I've been hearing a lot, first of all, some of it is around what you were talking about with your one client, is that people are no longer really willing to just settle for just money in terms of what they do for their livelihood. They want meaning. They want to make a difference. And so those of us that are on this call, those folks who are participating in this telesummit, is because they've stepped up or they're stepping up to their business. And a business is this living entity. And as you engage it, the stuff that is in the way of you being brilliantly in your business, you know, refining it, clarifying it, are those things that are going to come up. As a matter of fact, if they don't come up, you're not really in your business.
And know that you're perfect just as you are.
Even yeah.
If you're screwed up, you know, you're perfect just as you are, and there's a crowd of people that want you just like you are.
Well, yeah, they don't have to wait. Right now you can, you know, green light, you can go.
So I have some shifts that I would like to suggest. Okay?
Wonderful.
So what you need to do to get past your inner blockages to feeling authentic about what you offer and to connect in an authentic way with people who are authentic and genuine and affectionate and warm and loving back to you is to look at the backside. So turn the issue 180 degrees, and we're looking at the opposite of authentic is feeling like a fraud. So you've got a great angle to work to dig in and get past feeling like an idiot about putting out what you do or underconfident about putting out what you do or, you know, in whatever way that you feel about that. And know that there is that number of people that can only hear you and that you're keeping them in pain because they're experiencing a pain only you can heal. And it doesn't matter if you're not a healer. We all have a pain that we are here to heal, okay? And accept that that's a sacred mission. And you have it whether you want it or not. So they can't hear this thing from me. They can't hear it from Adela. They can only hear it from you. And because of that, there is a cord of energy going from them to you. Okay, again, whether you're aware of it or they're aware of it or not, know that there's already a bond there and that you can draw upon that because you can get down to that tiny little level as well as stay expanded out to infinity. Both at the same time because actually we're really that smart. We're really that good. Please get it. Because it's the case whether you want it to be the case or not. We have abilities far beyond what we are able to conceive. But if I can conceive it and believe it, I can achieve it, right? Good old Zig Ziglarism. So, what you need to know is, what is the positive intent because every emotion you have has a positive intent for you behind its surface. So what's the positive intent of feeling like a fraud? Even if you haven't thought about this before, it's time to think about it because you want to bust it because you don't want to be hindered by this anymore. And you can opt out by simply hanging up the phone if you don't agree with that statement, because we're going on. So this is stepping up, Bill, and not treating you like a namby-pamby. I'm going to respect you by not assuming that you're going to wimp out. Respect yourself by stepping up to whatever it is for you in your life and in your business that you're being called to step up to. And know what that positive intent behind feeling like a fraud is. What does that get you? What does it allow you? And ask these three things. What does it allow you to do? So what can I do if I'm a fraud? Well, maybe I can kind of keep my light hidden a little bit. Maybe I don't have to be seen. Maybe it's okay to play small. So what can I be if I'm a fraud? Well, I can be little. That's an interesting term, belittle, Adela.
Mm-hmm.
We belittle ourselves, don't we?
Yeah.
It's so, everybody does it. So take this as an invitation to step up from belittlement of yourself or others. Because that's playing on a higher plane, my friends. Higher plane. So refuse to belittle yourself or others. Respect yourself. And as you respect yourself, your energy will expand even more out to infinity. And you will be able to see with even more clarity down to quantum strings. Tiniest particle that, well, let's just say. So down to that level. And every time that you take a breath, just imagine that your ability to go out to infinity extends even further. And you can keep your energy expanded. So this is a tool you can take forward and expand outward beyond these blockages, if you have them. And I say this again with respect to everyone here, but knowing that we all have them, I have them, and expanding out even further beyond that. So I'm borrowing benefits here because I'm doing my work as I'm sharing this with you. And so should you do with the people that you teach. That's a great way to teach because you empower everybody who learns from you. I know that's Adela's rule too.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That's the whole, for me, that's just the easiest way to do it, you know?
Exactly. You said it. Ease, grace, and joy.
Yeah.
And I know you do it with a great deal of grace, and I know it gives you joy.
Absolutely.
So Adela's a good person to model because her business serves a higher purpose, and it doesn't matter if your business's purpose is completely different from anyone else's, whatever that is. Will you allow it to now to expand? And everything that doesn't allow that, uncreate, dissolve, and release it, please, now. And you can just take in a breath, a deep, deep breath, and as you expand outward, breathe out. And notice that as you breathe out, it's easier to expand yourself outward, to expand your energy. So now if you need something right now, as you're expanded out to infinity and beyond, if you need something right now in your business or life, see it shining and winking at you. Feel it in that web of pure energy going out. And notice where it is. And go ahead on and pull that little winking diamond that feeling like has a tractor beam on your solar plexus. And go ahead and pull that into you right now. And with your hands, put your hands on your solar plexus and then drift one hand up, drifting up to the heart. Put your hand on your heart. And know what the positive intent is for feeling like a fraud. Why feeling like a fraud has been good for you? Why it's worked for you? Because if it didn't work for you, you wouldn't be doing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So make a choice now on what you would like to work for you now. I'm confident in my business. I know I have a good product to sell. Or I absolutely love my clients. Oh, my God, I can't wait to get up in the morning. I love my life so much. Yes. Or words to that effect. Feelings to that effect. Hearing all those things that you're saying excitedly, jumping up and down. Wee-haw. So having that kind of life, whatever that means for you. And go ahead and draw any added winking diamond resources that are coming up for you in that energy field. Go ahead and draw them on in. And press them into your solar plexus or at your heart, whichever feels better. So this is based on feeling good. Energy work is based on feeling good. So you have the ability to make yourself feel good at any time you want. And feeling good, and this is what Abraham Hicks calls going downstream. So having a thought that you're just drifting downstream with, and it just naturally draws in all the things you need to make that thing a reality. Boom, bada bing. Instead of fighting upstream and having to weather a lot of storms. So which would you rather choose? I'm floating on my leaf downstream. I'll see y'all. Hasta. Or you can join me, and we can be a flotilla. A flotilla or a flood of desire. So the desire of the yearning forward of ourselves towards those folks we would just love to work with. And so we're bringing an army. We're bringing several nations. And like all cultures everywhere have a story about a leader who brought a nation out of bondage. Right? Who suffered trials and tribulations. And then there was da-da-da! Success. In whatever way you encode that now, as you expand your energy outward, and know that the success, by the way, is inside the energy. It's not outside of you. You encompass all that is. So anything that you need just floats up to you easily. And whether you can see it or not, hear it or not, feel it or not, it's there. There will be one of those that's available to you. And I reach out into the energy field and draw things into my heart and my solar plexus. And you can do this too. Easy. Just intend for it to be so. And as you do this, form follows function. The more you do it, the more you will begin to perceive it actually happening. So your reflexes will get quicker. You'll be quicker on the draw. You'll be the one to pull out the day ahead of the stock crash. Instead of like me, don't be a dummy. So if you were caught in the stock crash like I was, you'll be able to pull out that day ahead. This is what doing these kind of practices will do for you. All right? You'll find the right JV partners or the right competitors to actually work with instead of compete against. Will be drawn to you effortlessly. And they'll join you on your leaf floating downstream. And maybe it turns into a pool party, right? Somebody breaks out a keg. Somebody else grills up some weenies. And the band starts playing, and it's all kinds of fun. Da-da-da. So whatever that is for you, see that happening. It's happening right now. And also know that you have the ability to time travel. You have the ability to step backward or forward or sideways in time. And if you are doing this as a physical practice, stepping sideways actually works best for over 90% of people worldwide. This is according to my ethos study, the ethos method. I created the ethos method, and this is from it. So here's a practice, and that is to step sideways, left, right, forward, back, into this unlimited space of energy, your unlimited self, that you've been expanding out and expands out to infinity and beyond. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
So do we have any questions, Adela?
No, we've got a really quiet group today.
They may be in kind of a space, and that's cool.
Yeah.
Stay there. Stay there.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. We have about 10 minutes left, so I want to wind up and let Adela have some time. And for you guys to have some questions at the end, we're going to leave the last 5 minutes. Is that okay, Adela?
Oh, actually, I just refreshed, and there's three. Oh, actually, there's a whole bunch of questions now. Look at that.
Press refresh. Okay, cool.
Okay, the person didn't submit their name. Can you say what exactly you mean by present and give some specific examples, and also examples of someone changing how they present?
Absolutely. Here's a great example, and thank you for bringing that up, whoever did that. It's a great question. Here's a good example. So say you've been plodding along trying to do a newsletter email your whole entire career, and you have the idea that it's absolutely necessary, and it's just grinding you into the ground because you can't stand doing the thing, all right? And you're not getting great sales. Maybe if you change the way you present, it will work. I've had numerous clients do this where it was a newsletter, and they switched to doing a blog with an RSS feed only. That's real easy to set up. So Google RSS and the separate word feed and how to set up an RSS feed. And there are like feedburner.com is the one that most of us use. So that's a way to make it real easy. And then that was easy for her to just turn the blog into a newsletter. And I kind of do the same thing. So it's a way to alter what you're doing. Another client incorporated a whole ton of videos, and she reached her target market just bada bing, bada boom. They started coming in the door. They just needed to see her because they were people for whom seeing a real face mattered. And that did it for her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So examples like that.
Okay.
Where you're changing how you're presenting to the audience you've got, if that doesn't work, then look for a new audience.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, okay? If doing something you really love to do and is easy for you to do and joyful for you to do does not work with who you've got right now, change your audience. You don't have to dump them, but change just say, okay, I'm now presenting to this kind of audience. I've done that several times in my career. And it always works to revitalize and really put you in front of those people you need to serve.
Yeah.
That will just get it from you and buy from you, therefore.
Yeah, I think sometimes we're just too, there's a whole argument around, you know, go broad, go very narrow with who you serve. And I think that sometimes you just have to play around with who is it that you actually serve.
So, and it all goes according to what you like.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So if you, I was reading Crush It Again by Gary Vaynerchuk. I love that guy. And it's a great primer. If you're at the beginning end of your business in particular, Crush It, V-A-Y-N-E-R-C-H-U-K, Gary Vaynerchuk. And he said that, the whole book is really relevant, but I can't remember what he said. I'm sorry, I forgot the quote. But the whole thing is about being in front of the people who need to see you. And people want to be told, by the way, this is one of the lessons from the book. I think it's real important. They want to be told what's good and valuable. He's a wine guy, so he has the winelibrary.com, and he tells people about cool wines. You have something that is good and valuable that you teach. They want to be told about that, and they enjoy feeling like they've gotten turned on to something that's a little bit secret that not everybody can appreciate, and that's true because there are thousands who can't hear it from you, see it from you, feel it from you. But once you sink into that audience who can, you're sitting on the gold mine, my friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you do that simply by matching energy with them. So this is the base level under which, on top of which, all of your marketing lies. So you have this one right. You don't have to do the rest. It just falls in place.
Yeah. Your marketing, the language for your sales page, your offer, everything starts lining up when you do that. And I think that ties into Paul's question. Paul from Toronto says, how do you model yourself so that you find your best clients?
Paul, that is the subject of a future teleseminar. That is all I can say. It's too complex a subject to teach here, but I can just tell you to start looking at yourself and feeling yourself, listening to yourself. And what you find draws you towards joy, that's something to model.
Yeah, I was talking, I'm doing a business training, and I was talking about this a little bit earlier, that when you're in your brilliance, when you're being brilliantly you, that's the most compelling, the most magnetic, the most attractive energy there is. And when you're being that, people just feel compelled to work with you. They may not even be able to articulate it fully. Yeah. Yeah.
They feel compelled to hand you their credit card, too.
Well, yeah, that's it. They're working with you, so they're definitely paying you. But it is about, and I find that actually most businesses really fall short of really going for the juiciest aspects of who they are and sharing that.
So there is juice in you, my friends.
Absolutely.
Get yourself to a squeezer.
Yeah.
And this is what we're trying to teach you here today, is how to squeeze that juice out and how to make sure that, I mean, we all want to live comfortably. This makes sure you do when you start from the base level. You know, you don't build a house without putting up a foundation. This is foundation, and this is sub-basement, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm giving you the training we all should have got from the cradle. We didn't. Some of us were lucky. Some of us, like me, got it. But, I mean, golly Moses, if you don't have this, you're not going to be a success. So put this underneath all those other courses you've taken in marketing and training and everything else, and stack this, you know, properly from the get-go. So I hope this has resonated with people. Any more questions? We've got a few minutes. Let's go.
Yeah, there's a few questions, but I've got a couple of questions. I would love if you would share with folks, what are some of the things that people are doing wrong when they're putting out their work?
When they're putting out their work, again, it can be format. Like, you're really not good on camera. You need some camera training, and you put out videos, or you, and I've certainly done that, my God. You know, I think everybody who's done videos has put out a couple of screamers. But, you know, generically speaking, once you're comfortable with it, like, I'm very comfortable as a speaker, but I really prefer to stay in my bunny foot pajamas. I really prefer to speak at home, so I do a lot of teleseminars, and it's, you know, providing me business. So, hey, you can have that as a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
About it. Or you are not working with the right people, not realizing this, and trying to capitalize on it. Okay, so like I worked with female executives for a long time, but it was murder trying to get new clients because they would none of them give me a testimonial I could use publicly. They said, no, I want to keep you my secret weapon. And I'm like, no, I build my business by referral. And we just didn't click on that. So I had to let them go. I mean, as much as they said they loved me, as much as they paid me, you know, I had to let them go because it was not something I could stay with. So
yeah.
Sometimes it's finding just, again, the only thing. You need to know one thing, just one, and that is how to feel good. And if you've ever had an orgasm, you know how to feel good, okay? Even if your life is crappy. I mean, if you have that one thing, you know how to feel good, okay? That kind of feeling, the more it feels like falling in love, I think we've all had that one. The more it feels like that, the more you're there. That's all you need to know. Just follow that feeling.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about this big thing that you had mentioned actually in your description around the call, which I find is such a, once I flipped the switch on this, my business really changed. And it's this whole thing around selling versus serving. Can you talk a bit about that? Because that's
absolutely
huge.
Absolutely. So we are, most of us, trying to sell our sessions, sell our, you know, sell the back of the room is a common quote among speakers. I need someone to sell the back of the room. I didn't sell well at the back of the room. I need more sales. And you're working with an accountant or a bookkeeper, they're telling you about sales are down, okay? And we need more sales in this category or something like that. I want you to get beyond a sense of your business being about selling. Selling is a secondary effect of your true business. Selling is something that happens as an inevitability when your true business and you're being your authentic self meshes with that authentic people being their authentic selves who connect to you, all right, connect to you effortlessly. And then selling happens just as a matter of course. It really doesn't need to be so premeditated as people think. And I want to point out to you that what is the primary objective of your business is to serve. You're here to serve a population, and those are, again, the people whom you will make this energetic connection to, and it will be hand in glove. And you'll be in ecstasy thinking about getting up tomorrow morning, and you've got three of them lined up for the morning, and you're having a private, you know, privates in the morning and groups in the afternoon or whatever your model is. And it just makes you feel absolutely ecstatic. When you've got that, go towards that feeling. Do things that make you feel that way. Make JVs, even though everyone else does. What are you, nuts? And you're going, oh, my God, this makes me feel like coming. Go for it. For crying out loud, go for it.
Yeah.
Feel good. And the better you feel, the more orgasms you have, I shit you not, the better your business will be. And orgasms count, whether they're solo or duo.
Yeah.
By yourself or with someone else.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
Go for that feeling better feeling at all times, and you will be serving your correct population. You won't have to engage in the odious practice of selling, but I think we've all labeled that odious practice of selling because none of us like it. And duh, it's fighting upstream.
Yeah, it certainly is.
We are not salmon. We are humans. We float gently, lazily on a leaf.
We've got two more questions. This one is from Morgene. Are you saying we need to go back to teaching the basics in our business instead of the most advanced stuff, so we are living our brilliance and yet sharing with those who are beginners instead of the level where we have evolved to and striving to find people at this level?
Interesting question, Morgene. I'm positing this. You have a number of learnings from when you were going through that process that you no doubt have in some form, and I was making a leap of assumption there. I keep extensive diaries, and I taught classes when I was in a certain form and learning some what now are basic. And I find that for me in my business, there are people who would really love to have what I've got, but they need some fill on the basics. And so I've put a lot of these courses as e-courses or in some other way that I'm not directly teaching them. No, I don't directly teach them. I either have coaches who teach them or I have automatic courses. So that for me is a revenue generator, and I'm suggesting for you too can be a revenue generator, as well as creating the, to use the old marketing term, pipeline of people and filling it, filling your pipeline. It's a pipeline filler for you to have these people pre-instructed in things, for me, easy as how to use the Internet. Really, it's amazing how many coaches and therapists are Internet illiterate. How to use your email, how to use the Internet. And I went, wow. You know, and there were otherwise people who would have been really good for me to work with, but I require basic Internet literacy. But that's a course I have that they can take.
Mm-hmm.
Et cetera.
Yeah, so just up-leveling their foundational training.
Foundational training. You need not only top-level stuff, but if you've taught stuff before, either put it out there as an e-book or an e-course or something else, or license it so others can teach it, which is something I've done, and most people I think have done, which is a really good revenue stream for you.
Yeah. Great feedback. Thank you, Miriam.
And create pipeline for you.
Yeah.
Great spill.
Yeah, absolutely. Our next question is from Ellen. She says, I'm an East Coast American living in laid-back West Coast Canada. I'm not a stereotype, brash or loud, but there are subtle real differences over the years I've come to realize people react to, and I have become very discouraged. My family is here. I can't just go where I fit better. Any thoughts?
Why are you trying to sell locally when you have the universe?
Yeah.
Go to where your people are. If that's someplace online, for crying out loud, that is extremely inexpensive. If you can't afford to move, then you probably can't afford an expensive marketing campaign. So the Internet is the most inexpensive way that we have to find out about where our people are through conducting surveys, through joining groups we're real interested in. You know, like if you're really into knitting rugs, then join the Knitting Rugs group on Yahoo or Google group. Go there and put in your keywords of what you are interested in, what really turns you on. Hummel figurines, I mean, whatever. And everybody in the Hummel figurines group is going to have certain issues that you will find yourself saying, by cracky, I provide a solution for such issues. You know, and by gaining cred in these groups, you can then market to them.
Yeah, fantastic.
That's the science of itself. I won't go there, but that's one way you could take it. But I'm urging you to expand beyond what you're doing now. So if you have a question like this lady, then expand your energy outward and just know that the perfect people are rushing towards you. And be open to opportunities that come, no matter how small they may seem or huge.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Miriam. I know that you put together this this cool bundle. It's a business bundle. I wondered if you could, and I know you're giving like a 40% discount to folks who are in this community. Can you tell us about it some?
Yeah. It's worth $247, but you get it for $97 for the week or two only. Probably take it down in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
okay.
Just let me know when,
It is Get Known with Authenticity and Buff Your Business, and this includes audio and ebook of busting limiting beliefs and conquering your fear of getting known, getting out there, getting seen. And I partnered with Suzanne Falter Barnes, dear lady who is just an ace platform marketing expert. And we got into fear of getting known, getting yourself out there, being seen, and that's what we were talking about earlier, playing little. Okay, if you're playing little and you're not getting the attention, the hits, the sales, et cetera, that you want, well, I've just told you what you can do. And by the way, Adela, replay for how long?
The replay is 24 hours.
24 hours.
Yeah.
And so you guys get the replay, by gosh, you know, listen to this again. And, of course, if you want to get the bundle, where do they go, Adela?
ConsciousBusinessTribe.com/upgrades. You can and get the whole shebanger. But
so you get that program. That's an audio, a transcript, and an ebook. And Dr. Carol Look, working with myself and other friends on the ultimate, yeah, but, you know, those all things that we do. Well, I do that, I'd send a newsletter, but, or I'd get into video, but. So the solution to that in your business marketing, and a report on teleclass leader, the super secrets that we use to be very, very successful in teleclass leading, and an e-course follow-up magic for the savvy online service business. And that's the most important and valuable, I think, one of the products, because following up is a science of itself, and we tend not to. And it's how to automate your business and what to say and when and other things you really, really need to know in order to take those people that you've put in your pipeline and the people that you're serving, that you're about to serve and that you're going to serve, and keep them connected to you through providing value.
Yeah, that alone, Miriam, that one thing alone is worth much more than even 247, because you lose a lot by not following up.
You do.
Yeah, and continue. And I actually gave the wrong link. I had a brain blip there. ConsciousBusinessTribe.com/buffyourbiz. That's the link. ConsciousBusinessTribe.com/buffyourbiz for the Get Known with Authenticity and Buff Your Biz bundle.
All those reports in the e-course, the follow-up magic, everything.
Yeah.
Huge bundle.
It's a wonderful bundle. It's great. And folks, it's on the speaker page. You can click on that link if you like, or you can go to consciousbusinesstribe.com/buffyourbiz. And I will also send you the link in a follow-up email, because this is our last call. And it's been wonderful to have you at the Conscious Business Telesummit, Miriam. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. If you like the magic that we did today, just remember, keep expanding your energy outward beyond your problems. Any problem you have, just expand it all the way out to infinity and beyond. And if you like that, you will like everything that you get in the Buff Your Biz bundle. So
absolutely.
I hope that this has been helpful to you. Let Adela know, by the way, if you like the call, what you liked, what your questions are, and she will pass them on to me.
Absolutely. Or they can also get in touch with you. What's the best email to get in touch with you, Miriam?
The best place to get in touch with me, actually, is my support desk at MerriamWebsterSupport.com. And you can come to MerriamWebster.com and get into the blog. That's a really good way to start dialoguing back and forth. And I offer you a free bliss kit there on the left-hand side of the page. You can click that and get news and notes and updates from me and trainings and free calls like this and other good stuff.
Wonderful. Thank you, Miriam, so much for being here again. Yeah, and thank you, everyone, for being here. It has been a wonderful time. I know this has been an intense telesummit, but marketing is such a broad topic, and my goal was really to bring you leading-edge voices with different entry points into how to find marketing that aligns for you, your essence, your style, your way of being in the world, so that you can bring your work out gloriously and change everything, everyone, everywhere, just by being you. Thank you, everyone, and thank you, Miriam. See you all soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.